or not.
When them or not.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Never let me get a boo.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. How's your day been? Busy? Peaceful? Or a little bit of both? However it's been, take a breath now and let's share this next hour together. You're listening to Second Chances, and I promise you are in the right place. So welcome again to Second Chances with Hilary Asumo, the show where we speak the truth about kidney health, organ donation, and the real life stories behind the headlines. Last week, we shone a light on GP bias, how it delays a kidney diagnosis and can cost lives. We talked about speaking up, knowing the test to request, and making sure we are not overlooked in the consultation room. Today, we are moving from diagnosis to decision. This is a really important one, because after diagnosis comes a critical question. Because we start to think, will there be a donor if I need one? And that is a common question I get asked. And in our communities, that question is often answered with a quiet, uneasy no. In England, we've moved to an opt-out organ donation system, which is called, and the law was also introduced, and that law is called, different names to the law. And it's one of the names is opt-out law, another is Max and Kira law, which is celebrating, the young boy and his family who campaigned for this law to be introduced to change from opt-in to opt-out. And it's also called the organ donation law. And that was that came into law on the 20th of May, 2020. You see how nice that is. You can't forget that. It's all even numbers. Okay. 2020, when we had COVID, that is when it came out. So the law says you are presumed to have given consent. That is, every adult over the age of 18 has given consent for their organs to be used to improve or save somebody else's life. But your family still has the final say. And that's why it is really important that you have a conversation with them when you sign up. And here's the reality. In too many cases, that final say is no. And that is why we have so many people, and I keep harping on this, over 8,000 people on the transplant list waiting for that call. And just under 7,000 of them are waiting for a kidney transplant. Why is that so? Today, we will unpack the fear we don't name, why the subject feels so uncomfortable. Number two, cultural and spiritual barriers, how faith and religion influence our choices. Number three, the myths that hold us back and the truths that can save a lot of lives. And number four, the human impact. Stories of lives transformed and lives lost because of this decision. Now, don't forget, I have been through every journey up to tying up my fistula because I feel that my fistula, transplant is working, and I went up to tie off my fistula. So all of that I will unpack all through this campaign. So let's start with a song that's all about deep connection, the kind of love that organ donation truly represents. And here is Fido with Odo. So the song is a love song, but not just romantic love. It's about giving all of yourself to someone else. In a way, that's what organ donation is, love in action, even when you are not here to see it. Here is Fido's Odo, and I'll be back here in a little bit.
Wanna come give me shit though? Odo, looking fresh in a Dior. Odo, keep a Dior pure. Odo, party girl from Kumasi, Ghana jollof. She's the type I never see. The kind of love I dey give for my Kumasi, Kumasi. Body looking so natural, skin tight. You looking organic, oh my lord, baby so natural. Sun on the rain, I'm coming through for you. And it keep me go play, I sing the song for you. Which woman be this? That's so beauty, they walk on more. If you crypto shit down, I go use money, spoil and more. Order, someone who come give me shit down. Order. Odo, looking fresh in a Dior. Odo, Ibadi Eupura. Odo, That's so, so beautiful. You walk out
more. I'll be on you, love the things you do.
I go you for this world.
You're my melody. When I sing, I just sing for you.
That's so, so beautiful.
You're my remedy. When I heal, I just heal for you.
I go you for this world.
Fundo.
In the sun and the rain, I'm coming through for you. And it keep me go play, I sing the song for you. Which woman be this?
That's so, so beauty, they walk out more.
If you creep to shit down,
I go use money, spoil and more.
If you don't go,
welcome back. That was Fido's Odo, and it's about giving without holding back. Yet, when it comes to organ donation, we often hold back. Not because we lack love, but because we carry fears we rarely speak aloud. Fear is powerful, and I think we all know that, especially the kind we can't name. You know, like your fear of ghosts. You know, I was watching these videos on YouTube, and you know, they actually pique my interest when I see people's reaction to it. And whilst it's funny, it does show that what you don't know or what you don't understand actually elicits that fear in you. In our communities, organ donation is one of those topics that makes people shift in their seats, glance at the floor, or change the subject. It's not because we don't care, it's because it forces us to face our own mortality. It's not just organ donation, it's right when writing your will. When you're told to write your will, it triggers that fear, a fight or flight. And people say, why would you ask me to write my will? Are you saying I'm going to die soon? No, it's not that. And that is the same as organ donation. When you ask people, when you start talking about organ donation, you can feel that uncomfortable air around them, and they quickly change the subject or move away or say, oh, I'm just going to do something. I'll be back soon. But that is the fear speaking. I've heard fears that sound like this. If I'm on the donor register, will doctors try less to save me? What if they take my organs before I'm truly gone? I don't want my body cut up after death. It's all of these that actually starts to spread within the community. Some fears, as I just said, are rooted in misinformation. Stories passed down from a cousin's friend or an uncle's neighbor. Others are rooted in experiences, real or perceived, of not being treated fairly by the healthcare system. And we know that happens because I'm an advocate, and I'm a patient advocate. I advocate on behalf of Black kidney patients, and I've seen different appalling practices. But that's not to say that it's every doctor or nurse on the NHS. It's some bad eggs. It's some people who have discriminatory feelings and thoughts and the mindset towards people who don't look like them. Now, we can't entirely blame them. As I said, if people don't understand something, it elicits that fear, that fight or flight, and they react accordingly. So sometimes when that happens, let's try to try to understand a bit, but pull them in and you tell them what you think about their behavior. If they don't listen, then you take it forward. But I think our medical professionals need to do better, because when you are silent, you are empowering and enabling these people to continue in this vein. And that continues to break the trust that people have placed in the healthcare system. And then there are fears that we don't put into words. That's about donating, that donating somehow dishonors the body. This comes from religion or tradition or culture, that it might cause conflict in the family, that our wishes won't be respected if they go against tradition. But that's not true. These fears thrive because we rarely challenge them in the open. But here's the truth. Organ donation is not a rushed decision by careless doctors. It's a careful, regulated, and respectful process. And your dignity matters at every stage. Maybe later in the series, I'm going to bring somebody from the Life Donor team to speak to you about what they do. And I'm going to bring them into your community so that you can ask questions. But the only way you can find out and you can ask questions is if you turn up to those events or you tune in to the station to listen for 1 hour about what you need to know about living donation. It is really important, because if we don't name the fear, we can't replace it with facts. Your dignity matters at every stage. Nobody is going to treat you any less because you are doing an absolutely wonderful thing, trying to help or trying to save or improve somebody else's life. If we don't talk about it too, we can't make that informed decision. So to everybody listening, this is what I'm asking you today. Tune in or attend the events, and you can speak to the professionals directly and they can answer your questions to help you think and make informed decisions. Fear left unchallenged becomes the answer we never intended to give. Here is Ruga, dear X, to help you ruminate, reflect, and start thinking of the decisions you have to make. This song is about letting go of what's holding you back. In this case, it's about letting go of old fears so we can step into a truth that saves lives. So I hope you enjoy it. And when I come back, I will be talking about faith, culture, and the question of permission. And that is one aspect in the organ donation law. I'll speak to you soon.
Your jugger.
So me say hello. When I call you, better than me long. Pick up your phone, girl, it's me no week or so. I blamed it on you the whole time. Lived in a glass house, but I still threw stones. Baby, can I be a little candid? Regret all the things I did. See, I'm beast of myself for letting go so easily. Tis what it is. Didn't love you, why you should have been loved. But still, you cut every other again off. I knew my love would never ever be enough. Cause you're too good for me. Sorry for the lies I told you. Sorry for the times I didn't hold you down. Girl, I lot of love, I owe you. But every time I seem to let you down, girl, I should have done better. Ooh, I should have done better. Girl, I should have done better. Ooh, I should have done better. I broke your heart into pieces, picked the pieces, broke it again piece by piece. See, the least I can do is plead with you, girl, cause I really need some forgiving. I f*** the lady next door, she's a missus, and she says she still misses me. I know you know feelings in my matter, okay? Didn't love you, why you should have been loved. But still, you cut every other nigga off. I knew my love would never ever be enough. Cause you're too good for me. Sorry for the lies I told you. Sorry for the times I didn't hold you down. Girl, I lot of love, I owe you. But every time I seem to let you down, girl, I should have done better. Ooh, I should have done better. Girl, I should have done better.
I should have done better.
I should have done better. Yeah, I should have done better.
Welcome back. That was Dear X, and Ruga sings about moving forward without the weight of the past. In organ donation, moving forward means understanding how our faith and culture shapes our decisions and when they can empower us instead of limit us. So faith and culture are powerful forces in our lives. They guide what we eat, how we celebrate and how we mourn, and yes, how we think about death. In some communities, there's a belief that the body should be buried whole. In others, there's uncertainty about whether faith leaders approve of organ donation at all. Some people fear that donating might affect them in the afterlife. But here's what many don't know. Most major religions support organ donation as an act of compassion and charity. Religious leaders across Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Sikhism, and Judaism have issued statements encouraging it when done ethically. In African traditional contexts, saving a life is often seen as an ultimate good, but the conversation needs to be framed in cultural language. Yet, without open dialogue, people default to assumptions. They avoid asking their pastors, imams, or elders. They keep the discomfort to themselves, and the answer stays no. And this affects a lot of people. And this is why we have just under 7,000, if it's not more now, under 7,000 people waiting for a kidney transplant. And one thing you need to know is that 1 in 3 die every day. Calculate that. 31 days in a month, 31 people, that's too much. That is somebody's brother, sister, father, mother, cousin, daughter, son. Think about it. What does it take for you to make that decision to donate? Because if you are in their shoes, would you not accept one? Would you not want to leave? Would you want to wait a long time? So take a little think about that when you are saying, I can't do it. So what if you get a call tomorrow and they say your beloved daughter is in hospital and they need a kidney transplant? What would you do? What lengths would you go to find a kidney for your child? Faith and culture can be barriers, yes, but they can also be bridges if we invite leaders into the conversation and let them speak to the community in ways we can hear. Imagine how much good that can do in a year. If those 31 people who are dying are replaced, or the families use their good deeds to help other people, because one person can save up to 9 lives. That's for deceased donation. And if you're alive and you think that you can offer your gift to somebody and give them the gift of life, you can save up to 3 people. So what's stopping you? It is really loving your neighbor as yourself. Think about it. Here is BNXN Buju with Pray. And the song is about faith, hope, and asking for strength. In the context of organ donation, it's about praying for courage to have the hard conversations before it's too late. You have that power in your hands, and you have the gift to make people's dreams come true, because you can live with just one kidney. It will not affect your life in any big way. So see you back here in a bit, and I pray that as you listen, that you would think about what I've just talked about and change somebody's life and hear their prayers in your heart. I'll see you back here in a little bit.
Is my skin come yellow? You say I no sappy also, I no sappy also. You were sleeping well, oh. I was such a writing songs and I was working double. I was working double. As you know, there for me, every my cross go call for me. Listen, written my melody for me. Reason one feet to see one fact. As you know, there for me, every my cross go call for me. Listen, written my melody for me. Reason one feet to see one fact. See, hey, let me more. At yo. And the body on skin tight, so you know it don't fit right. Man, this year I was giving them fist fights, fighting on my demons at midnight. Why blowing back, out my windpipe. Told them no slipping my shit right. Now I'm at the O2 past midnight. I'm playing two nights and I'm outside. Feels right, now you know it all feels right. I told them not to sleep on me. I told them to go see something. Who wants to see me? Go pay money. I told them not to sleep on me. I told them to do something. I want something.
Welcome back, and thank you for sticking with me. I hope you've enjoyed that song, and that song is reminding us that faith can give us courage, and sometimes that courage is what we need to replace myths with truth. When I speak about organ donation, I hear the same myths over and over again. It is disheartening. You know, I get assumptions like doctors won't try hard to save me if I'm a donor. But the fact is that doctors treating you in an emergency are completely separate from the transplant team. Their only goal is to save your life. Another one is they might take my organs while I'm still alive. No. Donation only happens after death is confirmed beyond doubt by two senior doctors, independent of the transplant team. So there is no need to be afraid. One that actually really, surprises me is if I'm old or unwell, or I've got a disease, my organs won't be useful. But the fact is, age is not an automatic barrier. In 2020, a UK donor aged 85 gave a liver that saved a life. And by the way, if you donate a piece of your liver grows back, it regenerates to its full size. And that small piece you gave also grows into a full size. Imagine that. How wonderful God is and has created us in this way. So why not use that goodwill? You know, the way God created us, He did not skimp on anything. Why not think about donating to somebody who needs it right now? And one other one which was debunked a few years ago was that organ donation goes against my religion. I just said earlier on, most major faiths see it as an act of charity and compassion. So why not reach out to the organ donor team, live donor team, or sign up to the organ donation, the organ donor register, because you never know what you could do for somebody else. And on the deceased donor register, you can decide what organs you want to donate. And after doing that, have a talk with your family. Tell them we've signed up, because that is one of the issues. Some families refuse because they didn't discuss it with their loved one, or their loved one didn't tell them. So that if you are not in a position to give consent, they can ensure that your wish is granted or your wish is adhered to. Everything you've asked for is done. And as a living donor, you can have a conversation with your family. Really, most of the time, it's usually family, friends, you know, that people you love, that people donate to. But you can come on as an altruistic donor, and that has its own process. But I'm going to be talking about that in a special session, which I know a lot of people would be interested in. So watch out for it, because very soon I'm going to be bringing somebody in from the live donor team at Salford Royal, and they're going to be talking about living donation and things that you need to know. And I would hope that most of you would reach out, you would call on the studio WhatsApp number to ask questions. And if you miss the show and is a replay you're listening to, you can still send us an email and we will forward it to the live donor team. We are also having events all through the rest of this year, and bringing them on to come and speak to you at those events. I'll be passing on a few more information about that in the next few weeks. So these myths spread because we don't hear enough real stories of donors whose legacy lives on, stories of recipients who went from the brink of death to living full, vibrant lives. I'm one. I'm not going to hide it. I am so grateful to my donor family for agreeing to organ donation, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today. Breaking these myths isn't about shaming people. It's about freeing them from misinformation. So I want to introduce you to our next song, Faceless with Venus. I love the song. And it's about overcoming barriers. And that's what happens when we put myths aside and embrace the life-saving truth. I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you back here in a little bit.
I'm
That was Faceless with Venus. I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope that as you listen to that song, you were able to, whilst enjoying it, because one of my favorite songs, whilst you're enjoying it, you were taking that time to think about what you can do to help others. Because behind every yes to organ donation is a chain reaction of hope. One donor can save or transform up to 9 lives. I just said that, didn't I? And you know, changing people's lives when they've given up all hope, it's amazing. I was there. I stood in those shoes, and I know how much it pains me. I know how much I fought to stay alive. And you doing that little action gives hope to those almost 7,000 kidney patients waiting for that call. I have spoken to recipients who describe waking up after a transplant and feeling color run to their skin. Parents who watch their children breathe without machines for the first time in years. Spouses who got to dance again with their partners. For me, that rings true. I was able to see my younger sisters grow up, get married, have children. And if you're Nigerian, you would know what Omugwo is. I was able to go and look after my younger sister and her 3 babies. That was the gift given to me. I was able to see my children grow up and, you know, pursue their dreams. And it is such an amazing feeling to know that somebody somewhere who doesn't know you, who doesn't even have an inkling of who you are, made a decision to donate the organs of their loved ones or their organs to save or improve somebody else's life. That is so awesome. And that is one of the reasons I signed up myself. And I've also spoken to donor families. I'm a friend of the Donor Family Network and the work they do and the decisions they have to take. In their deepest grief, they found comfort knowing that their loved one's legacy is still alive in others. I cannot describe how much gratitude I have to this group of people. And every year they go out and they raise awareness about organ donation. I have a lot of them I work with, and I hope that one of these days I can bring them on. And one of them was Linda. I can't pronounce her surname, but they've donated 3 of their relatives' organs to save or improve somebody's, other people's lives. Imagine that. They are looking at how they can save people. And a lot of families have been impacted. Don't think it's only the donor that you are donating to who benefits from this. It's not just the donor, it's also their families. So when you say no out of fear or certainty or silence, lives are lost. When we say yes with understanding and intention, a lot of lives are saved. Here is Shally Poppy with Ex-Convict. Ex-Convict is about release and new beginnings. For many transplant recipients, that's exactly what they feel. Freedom from the prison of illness. And today, look at me. I'm out of that prison. I am living my life to the fullest. And I'm supporting other kidney patients because that is the only way I can give back. And you can do the same. I hope you enjoy, and please listen closely to the lyrics because I know it's going to minister something to you. And thank you for staying with me thus far. I'll see you back here in a little bit. Enjoy.
Wait, they call me Charlie Puff. so men mat. That's if y'all don't cast. The only way men fit in lose guard. Now block don't go and the boat don't last. Everybody must chop breakfast. To collect money must chop payback. And that go money, also many red I got paid them back. Come on buddy for Charlie Puppy, Clear road where they live out for me. When you talking money then you talking voltage. My body electric, they shock me. Jump to district in the nightclub, give 21, make it like one. Cause Pluto is active. So I took her to my room and I start to depend on the Benz. So I start to depend on the engine, then I start to the air ram. Never to tell when I start to the get time. Got all this paper. See, So I start to depend on the Benz. Then I start to depend on the engine, then I start to the air. I'm never too tea when I start to the get time. Got all this paper. Got all this. Inside, don't say you mad your chakras. No joy inside there. Are you take the Charlie? You the confirm BTC. So you the confirm BTC. And your broker is active.
Claro, so you say you the confirm BTC.
Me mad. That's if you want cars, the only way men fit in loose guard. Now if luck don't go and the phone don't last. Everybody must chop breakfast. To collect money must chop payback. And that go money, also many red I got pay them back. Come on buddy for Charlie Puppies, Play road, may they live out for me. When you talking money, then you talking voltage. My body electric, they shock me. Jump to the nightclub. Give 21, make it like one. Cause Pluto is active. So I took out in that room and I start to depend on the Benz. And I start to depend on the engine, then I start to the air. I'm never too tired when I start to the get. I've got all this paper. Got all this. Then I start to depend on the Benz. And I start to depend on the engine, then I start to the air. I'm never too tired when I start to the get. I've got all this paper. Got all this. Pluto boy, me na S-Covid. 21 bada in a S-Covid. Pablo Pilano in a S-Covid. Alex show in a S-Covid. Savage Waya in a S-Covid. Jama my blood in a S-Covid. Abdulaziz in a S-Covid.
Welcome back. Well, we've come really to the final of the final part of this show. And I hope that everything I've been talking to you about today has really resonated. That was Charlie Puppy with Ex-Convict, and it's about release and new beginnings. For many transplant recipients, that's exactly what we feel. Freedom from the prison of illness. Today, we ask the question that many avoid. Why do we still fear organ donation? We name the fears. We unpack the cultural and faith barriers. We dismantled the myths and remembered the human stories, the joy of life saved and the pain of lives lost. The next step is yours. Talk about your wishes. Ask your faith leaders. Speak to your families. Let your decision be known so that one day you can give someone their second chance. Next week, we're going to be talking about From Donor to Legacy, the stories families carry, because our families are really important. We will hear about how donor families keep their loved ones' memory alive and how those stories change lives. I will try as much as possible to see if I can get one or two of the donor families, if I can interview them and or bring them on the show to talk about the experience, to talk about how they've been impacted by organ donation, by donating to somebody else. Some time ago, I interviewed a donor who donated to his work colleague, Ali, and they're both living well, they're both living fine. you can do the same. You can reach out to the life donor team in whichever hospital you are. Just go to reception, ask the receptionist there where the life donor team office is, and go speak to them. They're a nice bunch of people, and there are two of them at Salford Royal, because we're in Salford, and Salford looks after Bury, Rochdale, Oldham, well, Salford itself, and I think I'm missing one. So those are the areas that we need to start reaching out to. So if you're in any of these areas, then you need to reach out to the live donor team at Salford Royal. And I would also want to encourage you to tune into the session, and also come with your questions. If I can't answer them, I will send them on to the advisor, the charity advisor, who is a surgeon, a renal surgeon, and he will provide those answers. I don't profess to know everything, because I'm no doctor. I am what you could refer to as an expat patient. And with all the work I do within advocacy, my patient advocacy work, I pick up a lot of information, listening to consultants, listening to patients, and trying to find some support and some succor for them. So you can do the same. And if you think that you can provide the support I'm asking you, then please consider volunteering with our charity, WSHBME Kidney Network. And you can find us on all social media platforms. Our social media platform handle is at WSHBME Kidneys. Okay, and please reach out to us. We are always willing to welcome you, attend, come to our events, reach out to me, reach out to some of the members, and I trust whatever answer you need, whatever you want, and whatever you want to cover, we will be able to provide that for you. And if we're not, we'll refer you or signpost you to those who can answer those questions. Until then, I leave you with a song about living joyfully and fully. And here is Fido again with Joe. This is a celebration of life. The song is talking about the celebration of life. And that's what organ donation is at its core. We are celebrating people's lives, giving someone the chance to keep dancing, keep laughing, and keep living. Until next week, I am Hilaria Asumo with Second Chances on Radio Africana. And if you want to sponsor us, please reach out to the team at Radio Africana. The website to go is www.radioafricana.com. Don't forget, reach out to them, and the number to call is 0744 881 1570, and you can reach out to the team. They are happy to take your adverts. They're happy to listen to if you want to book a slot to present your own show, please reach out to them. Okay then, until next week, goodbye. Here is Fido Joe.
Yeah. Is it me? Me take it in easy. Catch some cruise on my teeth. You spoke one for the days. Come on for the body, know the breed. Put on your shoe, make it stand at ease. All your sorrow, make it dance them free. If you know be gala la gala la la, yeah. If you know be gala la gala la la, yeah. One my jogo, yeah. Ijogo, yeah. Ijogo, yeah. When you want my jojo, ijogo, yeah. Money my jojo, yeah. And if you know be gala la gala la gala. Oluwa, 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 yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Oluwa, 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 yeah. Joy is coming, only early in the morning.
Radio Africana.
If you know. But if you don't know,